By the time Adams began to get published, he already had his own immediately recognizable style. He preferred, whenever possible, to make his cartoons without captions and never used dialogue bubbles. If the cartoon needed a caption, he felt he had failed in some way, even if the caption was very funny. His cartoons were always about the strange, the dark, and the abnormal. They dealt with danger, death, and the supernatural. His black sense of humor led him to create his own world, best known by the characters who eventually took his own name, the Addams Family. An Addams Family cartoon first appeared in 1937. It featured only a tall, thin witch wearing a long black dress and a butler inspired by the horror movie actor Boris Karloff, who was most famous for his classic portrayals of Frankenstein's monster. As years went by, other members started appearing, including a husband, a son, a daughter, an old grandma, and a helpful hand that moved about without a body. But although the Addams Family continued to grow with increasing numbers of uncles and cousins, no names were ever mentioned in the cartoons. It was not until 1964 that the Addams Family became known across the nation. In that year, Charles Addams was approached by a television producer who wanted to do a situation comedy based upon the characters in his drawings. Charles finally had to give the characters names and more clearly define their personalities and relationships. In September 1964, the Addams Family TV series was launched as a primetime weekly. It ran for 2 years and 64 episodes. After that, the original episodes were rerun again and again on local and cable channels. While only lasting 2 years, the show also gave birth to two cartoon series and two major movies. In 1991, Paramount Studios budgeted $30 million for a film version of The Addams Family. Ticket sales reached $100 million. The studio considered this successful enough and produced a sequel, which followed 2 years later. But Charles Addams did not live to see his characters portrayed on film. He died on September 28, 1988. Throughout his life, he had been a great lover of fast sports cars. He died in one of them, not in a traffic accident, but sitting quietly in it in front of his New York apartment.